She's a best-selling author with roots in Cincinnati whose books, Prep, Man of My Dreams, and American Wife, have been translated into 25 languages. Her newest novel is titled Sisterland, and she'll be signing copies and talking about the book at Joseph Beth Booksellers at 7 this evening. But you have a chance to talk to her now. Curtis Sittenfeld, welcome back to Cincinnati, and welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Thank you.
Fresh off the plane, and you said you did have enough time to stop at Skyline on the way here.
There's always enough time for Skyline. I'm not sure if it's advised to wolf it down before coming on the radio, but that is what I did.
Well, your new book, Sisterland, is a novel about twins, Kate and Violet, who have psychic abilities, and just a little bit of a nutshell. And it's about how their lives are affected when Violet predicts that a devastating earthquake is going to hit St. Louis. Now, I know you now live in St. Louis. Was the stories you heard in St. Louis what inspired this novel, or where did the story originate in the earthquake, the new Madrid fault to begin with?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what inspired the novel. So someone told me, I mean, of course, there were those big, a series of three or four huge earthquakes in 1811, 1812 around the Missouri Boot Heel, although it was not yet Missouri, but, a very sparsely populated area. And then I moved to St. Louis, which I think is a city very similar to Cincinnati, in 2007. And in early 2008, there was a relatively small earthquake. But after that happened, someone told me in 1990, a self-described climatologist named Ivan Browning had predicted that there would be a huge earthquake on or around a certain date in December 1990. And even though scientists discredited the claim, regular people were very worried. And so people bought earthquake insurance. They sent their china out of St. Louis. They put running shoes in the trunk of their car. They kept their children home from school. And it just, as soon as I heard that story, I thought that would make such an interesting premise for a novel, that someone predicts an earthquake and, is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? And I also thought it would be interesting to tell it from the point of view of someone not who makes the prediction, but is close to that person who feels sort of embarrassed and implicated and worried that it will come to pass.
Curtis Sittenfeld in the studio here at Cincinnati Edition. You can talk to her and ask questions about her new novel, Sisterland, as well, on the phone at 419-7100. Very interesting that you made it not just related, but you made Kate and Violet identical twins. Now, why did you decide identical twins would be the way to go?
Well, I guess that, I am a novelist, and so I have the novelist's impulse to try to just make things juicy. And I feel like, identical twins are more interesting than just regular sisters. I have three siblings, I'm a sister. And so I felt familiarity with the sister relationship, but I guess I just wanted to ratchet it up or make the dramatic potential richer. And it's also, to be a twin in some ways is to have a peer or an equal. And so you don't have this default relationship of like, oh, she's the older sister, or she's in the leadership role. You're sort of on more even ground.
It's interesting because, when people think of identical twins, they think, well, they think the same, they act the same. But you make Kate and Violet very different people. Well, they have their similarities. They're very different in their approaches to life. And did you feel you were splitting them apart when you did that?
Well, I do. I think that they are different from each other, but that they're actually, they sort of define themselves in opposition to each other. So they're still very closely linked. And, as you said, they are born with psychic abilities. And Kate, based on this experience that she has in middle school, decides that her, psychic premonitions are embarrassing, and she very aggressively pursues this quote-unquote normal suburban life. She is a stay-at-home mother with two young children, whereas Vi becomes a professional psychic. So their paths have taken them in very different directions, but, they have the same frame of reference in terms of not just their psychic abilities, but like their parents. They speak to each other in a kind of shorthand because their lives have overlapped so much, which I think is, of course, true for a lot of siblings.
Well, with your first novel, American Wife, loosely based, it was about a first lady and loosely based on Laura Bush. I know that was very popular, and you had Prep and Man of My Dreams that have also come out. You were talking before the interview about how it's interesting as a novelist, especially cranking out books in a short length of time, how people are always comparing one book to the next. How is Sisterland well, how has Sisterland shaped up against those others as you're in the middle of this book tour? What have you found out about Sisterland and your former books?
Well, the funny thing is, actually, I think so. It turns out that lots of people find the premise of psychic twins perhaps off-putting. Like, I think that I was like, ooh, that would be so juicy and intriguing. And I think some people are like, ooh, that's weird. And so actually, I think I've gotten the most positive reviews of my writing career, partly because I think people think, oh, this is going to be this really kooky book. And it's actually a very normal book that's very grounded in realism, that's about like sisterhood, motherhood, marriage. And so it's, in a weird way, I think that because the book defies people's expectations, you know, reviewers have been, on the whole, very generous. Like, I've gotten almost no scathing review, which unfortunately I cannot say for my past books. I've definitely, in my career, I've gotten some doozies. But so I would say, on the whole, I think things are going well. I mean, for me, the big revelation, because I haven't had a book for 5 years, is that I was told by my publisher, apparently now my sales are 70% digital, which is pretty mind-blowing. I mean, they were 0% digital in 2008 when I last had a book. So that's like probably the biggest or most conspicuous shift.
Now, how do you feel about that as an author? You know, the I guess you would say the brick and mortar paper book versus the digital realm, you know, both as a reader and as an author. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I don't have an e-reader, and, you know, I still prefer being able to hold a book in my hands and kind of flip back and forth. And I like even like, you know, seeing the cover, seeing the author's photo, like all that kind of thing. So, but I also, I feel like, I mean, I personally can't stop the tide. You know, like it's,
right,
the future is going to unfold. And it's like, I mean, again, as a Cincinnatian, I grew up going to Drew's bookshop in Hyde Park Square, and you know, now there's Joseph Beth, and it's, I like that experience. Like, my husband almost won't go into a bookstore with me because like he feels like I just go into a trance, and he says like, Curtis, and I don't respond. And so it's, I mean the idea that bookstores, you know, are closing, or that there are some big cities that have no bookstores, is pretty alarming to me. I mean, that's not, I think that a lot of people will miss them if they cease to exist. I would certainly miss them.
Well, talking with Curtis Sittenfeld, whose new novel is called Sisterland. You can ask her a question or make a comment at 419-7100 or send us an email, talk@wvxu.org. As this book tour continues, you're right in the middle, making your appearance tonight at Joseph Beth Booksellers at 7 o'clock to do some reading and discuss the book and sign the book, of course. What has been the feedback from Sisterland beyond the, when you thought was going to be a juicy story of identical twins being a little bit hinky to some people? I mean, what do you heard the most as
you
toured?
Well, actually, so there's a few compliments that I've especially prized, which is that several different twins have said to me, you nailed the twin dynamic. And I take that as huge praise because, again, I'm not a twin. And then actually a psychic came to one of my readings and she said, yeah, the psychic stuff was totally plausible. And she wanted to know what kind of research I had done, which I had interviewed a psychic and, you know, gone to like a sort of psychic or new age bookstore. So I feel like my goal has always been like with American Wife, my goal was like, if you've ever worked in the White House, I want you to think this book is believable. If you, you know, were born in the 1940s, I want you to think this book is believable. And that's the way I feel about Sisterland, that, you know, if you're a twin, I want you to buy into the world of this book. If you are from St. Louis, where the book is set, I want it to seem realistic to you. And I feel like, for the most part, I mean, they're actually, one of the really funny pieces of feedback I got is a book club in St. Louis read the book, and I went in person and kind of chatted. And I think that I was asking them as many questions as they were asking me. But one of them, they were basically like the age of the characters and had sort of similar lives to the main character, Kate. And one of the women had gone to the University of Missouri, Mizzou, as the main character has. And she said, they were saying, you know, you got most of the details right. But she said, Kate would never have been a Theta. Like, apparently I put her in the wrong sorority at Mizzou, and I was like, okay, that's a mistake that I can live with. That does not loom too large for me.
Ben is on the phone and has a question regarding topics. Good afternoon, Ben.
Hi, thanks so much for having me. Curtis, thanks for taking my question. I was just curious, because you write about subjects that, you know, are sort of common themes in literature, like maybe a city like St. Louis, like you think of Jonathan Franzen, or with prep school, you think of Catcher in the Rye or A Separate Piece. Do you ever sort of get sort of cognizant of these comparisons? Does it ever sort of worry you, or do you think about it?
I would say not really. I mean, the thing is that I don't think that there are that many probably truly original ideas in the world. And so if I felt like you can't set a book in St. Louis because Jonathan Franzen has already done it, I mean, it would be sort of immobilizing. Like, there's very, very little that any novelist could do that truly hasn't been done. And I also think that, I mean, you could probably say to five writers, okay, I want you to write a book about psychic twins set in St. Louis in the year 2009, and one of them makes a prediction about an earthquake, and people would write such different books. So it's, you know, there can be these minor echoes, but really everybody's books tend to be their own, you know, little universe. I mean, that said, I am a huge Jonathan Franzen fan, as a side note. And there is one thing. He's from a suburb of St. Louis called Webster Groves, and I purposely did not set my book in Webster Groves because I do feel like that belongs, you know, but that's like the equivalent of saying what, like, Hyde Park belongs to such and such, that I just, the neighborhood is not Franzen's neighborhood, but we can share the city.
Thank you for your call, Ben.
Thanks so much. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Kelly from Mainville has a question for Curtis Sittenfeld. Good afternoon there, Kelly.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you, Curtis?
Good.
Good. I wanted to say there was a great article about your book in this past Sunday's paper, so that kind of got my interest going, and I'm looking forward to reading the book. I have not purchased it yet. But my question for you is, just listening and so forth, how did you decide which twin with which personality was going to be the one to go forth with the prediction and proceed with it? I mean, how do you think the book would have differed if the one who was the stay-at-home mom had the prediction and she was the one who wanted to go forth? Hmm. How did you decide the personality, and then how do you think that would have changed the dynamic of the book? I mean, what prompted you to pick the one who's more outgoing to be the one who's going to go forth and make this prediction known?
Very interesting.
Yeah, that
question
is an
there.
Interesting question. I mean, in some ways, so without giving too much away, the stay-at-home mom, who, again, like she feels like her predictions or her senses are very embarrassing. She just wants to be like everyone else. But she does still have premonitions. She tries to sort of suppress them or fight them. But I would say that, you know, part of the reason, like, it was sort of natural that the more outgoing twin is the one who makes this public prediction or is fine drawing attention to herself. But I would say the stay-at-home twin is complicit in the prediction. Like, there's always this way in which she and her sister are working together, and Kate, that character, is kind of trying to hide or conceal her own participation, but it's there.
Well, thank you for that very interesting question, Kelly. I appreciate it.
Yeah, looking forward to reading the book. Thank you.
Well, Curtis Sittenfeld, thank you for stopping by and being here on Cincinnati Edition. Greatly appreciated, and really enjoyed Sisterland.
Thank you.
Curtis Sittenfeld, whose new novel Sisterland is available where books are sold. She'll be at Joseph F. Booksellers tonight at 7 for a signing and discussion, and you may want to check it out. You can learn more at wvxu.org. This is Cincinnati Edition.